Simplify your life today.
The full court presses on in Iran. Could we see Ahmadinejad actually take a tumble without necessarily being pushed? The massive protests continue, but a big one is being planned. They're calling it the official day of mourning. In fact, getting ready to happen right now, if we look at the time difference from where we are in the United States to, of course, the Middle East and Iran. But what's been interesting here is the way Mousavi is playing his cards. And Mousavi, who was the opposition or reformer candidate to Ahmadinejad, who won the jimmy-rigged elections, let's face it, in Iran, is doing what he did in the 70s, because he was part of that revolutionary movement in 1979 that booted the Shah of Iran. So this is pretty clever stuff here, and it could work. As I was being told today by somebody who recently was in Iran, that the crowds that are going to fill the streets of Tehran are like nothing you have ever seen. So three times the size of what the protests, the peaceful protests, have been, at least in the last day or two. And they're supposed to continue into the weekend. So in the meantime, remember, it was President Obama who said, let's not meddle. We're not going to meddle in the middle of this. We don't want to appear to be meddling in the middle of this. Well, so much for that approach, because the take from Iran is that the United States is doing just that anyway. In the meantime, there's blackouts with the press, but still some video and still shots are leaking out thanks to social networking. What an explosion social networking has been to cover what's happening with these elections, because people are Twittering it and people are putting it up on Facebook. And even though the government is trying to shut this down, people are still finding a way to do it. And if Iran or Tehran continues to look like either peaceful one moment and then violence erupting in another, but in other words, lots of protests, lots of people in the streets, you know, there just might be some kind of a forced change. Could the people do that? We certainly have seen that in the past. When there's an uprising, that's when things do move. That's when things do shake. That's when a dictator could topple. And let's face it, Ahmadinejad is nothing but a dictator. That's exactly what he is. And the mullah, of course, backing him up as well. In the meantime, closer to home, politics as usual. But what's been interesting, I think, with this president, the sensitivity issue as far as the perception and, you know, how he's being portrayed, in other words, in the media. Take a listen to this. This is Obama taking a swipe at Fox News.
First of all, I've got one television station that is entirely devoted to attacking my administration. I mean, you know, that's a pretty...
I assume you're talking about Fox.
Well, that's a pretty big megaphone. And you'd be hard-pressed, if you watched the entire day, to find a positive story about me on that front.
Wow, you know, it's to me, it's, I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. I can understand in private quarters when you say, this guy's been after me, or this reporter's tagging me, or I read some negative stuff, or I heard this. But he is a human, but as the president, who cares? Who cares what any network say about anything? And if you look at the comparison of Bush, as somebody was in a conversation to me, we were talking about this, and they were saying to me, well, how many people were bashing Bush in the media? And I said, probably about 10 stations. So the deal is obviously it's Fox that he's talking about. If you remember at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he joked to the crowd, and it was actually a funny jab then. He said, most of you covered me, all of you voted for me, and then he said apologies to the Fox table. But it seems like, to me, I don't know, who cares? And as the president, who cares about this? There's something here that I don't understand, in other words. Like I said, in private quarters or whatever, but, I mean, please. You're dealing with nukes, you're dealing with nutballs, you're dealing with a recession, you're dealing with a health care crisis. There's just too much, I think, on the table to worry about a network and what they're pumping out there about you, whether it's negative or not. And the only thing that scares me about that is because of that floating around of the fairness doctrine. Now, Obama has said he would not sign that anyway, even if the fairness doctrine actually went through the House and the Senate. So I'll hold him to that, because the fairness doctrine would be a disaster. That would mean the control of the media. So if the administration is sensitive to any kind of criticism, well, you know, they could shut it down and say that there's not enough on the other side, which would be outrageous because we have a free press. I said this the other day. Whether you like what you hear, don't like what you hear, hate what you read, hate a columnist, hate a talk show host, whatever, you have the right to not listen, to not read, to not pay attention to it. But can you imagine if you had things fed to you and you know, all you got was the one side? See, that's the contention about the fairness doctrine. Well, all we're getting is the right side. That's all we're getting. But that's not true. That's not really true. And there is always the other opportunity to counter. I mean, I say that all the time on this show. If you disagree with something I'm saying, please jingle this number, 800-259-5791. So, yeah.
Administration.
Absolutely, because that's why that's why I love this country. That's why we have such a great system, because if we disagree, we don't like it, we can talk about it, we can hash it out, we can expose it, we can say it. Now, we live in North Korea, that's not happening. We live in China, that's not happening. Look, we live in Iran, that's not happening. You have to go hide out and find a way to connect to the outside world, because they can shut you down. And there are many countries where the same thing exists. That's what the checks and balances are about. So if things are slanted one way, that's the great thing. You don't have to, if you don't like it, if you hate Fox, if you hate CNN, you don't have to pay attention to it. So that's what's so strange, I think, about the sensitivity of Obama. Because now this has really been three times that I know of that I've heard him say that. And I can only imagine what's going to happen in the next couple of days if he's asked about this. But former President George W. Bush has decided to fight back. He was interviewed in a piece for the Washington Times, and he decided that he didn't need Dick Cheney to do his bidding for him anymore. So he asserted pretty much that his administration's interrogation policies were within the law, declaring that the private sector, also not the government, will fix the economy, and said, I don't go along with the nationalization of health care. Ooh, more on what Bush said, and also what is going on at Gitmo. That's coming up around the bend.
Excuse me, I've got a few more questions if you don't mind.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome to Love and Marriage Radio. I'm Mae Chambers, the mom.
And I'm Erica Chambers, the daughter.
On our show, we talk about real things that all of us do to either make or break our relationship.
So when a guy calls me high maintenance, he's not talking about my car.
Join the fun on Love and Marriage Radio.
They doing all right.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit. benefit than carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
A candidate for the dungeon, someone we're going to throw in the dungeon. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airways, coast to coast and everywhere in between. If you haven't heard the show before, it's America Tonight. We talk about everything and anything. Already on this show, we've talked about affairs because, of course, the Nevada senator who is a born-again Christian, very conservative, handsome man, well-spoken, had a lot of supporters, pro-gun, was thought to be pretty much a rising star in the Republican Party. In fact, a lot of people were talking about the possibility of him being nominated, at least going through the process anyway, in 2012, but you can forget about that. He's certainly fallen off the radar now because he admits he had the extramarital affair with the woman who worked with him. And then the stunning thing was her family came out and said, "Are you got to be kidding us? Now this comes out and we already were dealing with this and this has to be thrown out there." But I think somebody in his camp said, "All right, somebody's got a story that they're going to break. So you got to get in front of this. You got to get out there. You got to apologize and say you're sorry. You broke your vows, all that stuff, because this is going to break in the press." That's usually how it works. I mentioned Obama and the sensitivity thing with Fox because he was on CNBC talking about a lot of different things and brought up on his own the deal about the coverage on Fox that nothing, you know, everything was negative, negative, negative. And I said it's interesting because, of course, you know, you're human and who likes criticism, but when you're the president, that's like, you know what it's like? It's like an athlete. I used to say this when I worked in New York. If you're going to play for the New York Yankees, you're going to be criticized, you're going to be thrashed, you're going to be pounded. All of you listening in Connecticut and in New York know what I'm talking about. Because it's a tough place to play, but it's a rewarding place to play. So the deal is, that somebody who survives the Yankees, like Derek Jeter, who's experienced slumps in his career, and then the high highs. I mean, people will get down on Jeter even though they love him. And he doesn't pay attention to it, and I really believe that. When I used to talk to him in the clubhouse, he really didn't pay that much attention to what sports radio stations were saying or what the sports writers were writing in the New York Post or Newsday or any of that kind of stuff. Maybe glanced at it or occasionally, but he half the time he wasn't even aware of some of the things that were being written about him. So I think that's like Obama. I mean, who cares, dude? Who cares? And especially because he's obviously batting 1,000. If it's just one station, as I said, you want to look at the comparison, how many stations were slamming Bush. So I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, folks. I mentioned the whole Gitmo thing, and what's happened here is there's a group of the detainees, the folks over at Gitmo, they're talking about moving them, okay? They're talking about possibly moving some of them to Bermuda to set up a congressional hearing on Bermuda. And that's what a couple of congressmen are trying to have happen, because they could testify there. They could just have the hearing there instead. But because there's been so much, these Chinese Muslims, there's been so much attention drawn to their plight that if they move them from Gitmo, they feel as though that would get some of the heat off. And it would be very rare, obviously, to hold a hearing off U.S. soil and do it in Bermuda, because guess what? Of course, Bermuda is a British territory. Under the terms of what would be the transfer, the former prisoners can't travel stateside without special permission. So it would have to be, I guess, someplace like Bermuda or someplace else. Oh, that'd be a rough assignment, wouldn't it, as a congressman having to travel over there and deal with this? Ooh. How awful. So what they're saying is these Chinese Muslims would then have a chance to answer the allegations about terrorism ties through a translator and all that other kind of stuff. And we'll see, because there's some controversy in this as well. If you remember, Obama announced, what was it, earlier this month, that they would kind of divvy up the 17 remaining Chinese Muslims between Bermuda, where four of them moved last week, and the South Pacific, one of the South Pacific islands. And the group, by the way, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, because everybody, there's different charges there, of course, the detainees that are left, the 240 that are there. The group was originally picked up while getting weapons training in Afghanistan in order to fight the Chinese. Since then, the government, of course, has struggled with how to treat them and actually where to send them. They were pulled off the enemy combatant list, but Congress and the public, of course, don't want them released in the United States. So it's that same battle. What to do, oh, what to do. And so we go back to, okay, Gitmo has obviously blown up. And the idea is that to close it down, but now it's like, what do you do with these detainees? It's not like, what do you do with these detainees? Throw them on a barge and let them float around in the water and decide, well, you know, who wants to take these guys? How are we going to deal with this? And this is just the first of a nightmare that's been happening. The Attorney General is doing all this bidding, but finding that, you know, unless you want to pay a heavy price, nobody really wants them back. So we're still kind of at square one as what will happen and how to get this so-called justice, because now we're back to the military tribunals for many of the others that are there. In the meantime, kind of on the heels of the same thing, the administration is also promising to classify photos of the alleged U.S. abuse of prisoners and detainees if that's what they have to do to keep the photos under wraps. So now it's completely the opposite thing. In fact, Senator Lindsey Graham told Attorney General Eric Holder at a Judiciary Committee hearing, it was pretty hot too, that Graham had just won the promise from the White House Chief of Staff saying that the president won't let the photos see the light of day because he had been on the phone with him. Because Graham, of course, is pressing for a congressional freezing or prohibition against the release of those hundreds of photos of prisoner abuse that military leaders in Iraq and Afghanistan think would fuel all this anger and endanger U.S. troops even that much more. I mean, come on, there's no way they can release these photos, right? If they release the photos, it's true. Imagine we're doubling the amount of soldiers that are going to be in Afghanistan by the fall. So 60,000 plus, and you want to put them in a situation where who knows what would befall them besides what's already there, the hornet's nest of hell that they're falling into. Ooh. It'll be nasty if that doesn't happen. But if Rahm Emanuel said that the president's not going to let that happen, I would think the push, I mean, him pushing that would stop that. But I guess the deal is if Congress fails to act and the courts rule against the administration, that's what would happen. It's up to the president to find a way to keep them from being released. So having Congress act probably would have been the way they would have preferred it, but it looked like that wasn't going to happen. So to avoid that and this battle with the ACLU, because the ACLU has gone to court, of course, I mentioned this how many moons ago, I think probably 2 months ago, 1 month ago at least, and the ACLU has gone to court to argue for the release of the photos under the Freedom of Information Act, and the lawyers actually won a circuit court ruling agreeing that they should be made public. So what's happened officially is that with that turnabout, the Obama administration appealed the ruling, of course, to the Supreme Court. Ooh. I don't know. We haven't heard. The reason I even brought it up on the back of what's happening with the Chinese Muslims and the conversation moving perhaps to Bermuda is you still have the problem of Guantanamo, and on top of that, these photos that could still come out. But still, there is that possibility with the push from the ACLU. Wow. Hang around. We got some good stuff coming your way, including this one. One of the Clintons fractured their elbow in a fall. Ooh, politician down.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use.
Well, we could say that weirs wobble, but they don't fall down unless they're traveling to Bermuda. Might end up in Bermuda. It's this whole thing with Gitmo and what to do with these Chinese Muslims. And ultimately, it's been suggested by two congressmen, hey, let's move this party over to Bermuda, because that's what we've been doing anyway, parceling some of this off to various islands. So it makes sense that we could do it. We could do it there. Boy, it's become a giant pain in the you-know-what for the administration. First, the heavy hand, no to Gitmo. It's atrocious what happened there. Then all of a sudden, geez, everybody's protesting. They really don't, they're sending us all these nasty emails. They really don't want the detainees to come onto U.S. soil, including the FBI director, Robert Mueller, who said, that could radicalize the prisoners. And then there are other people that say, well, that's ridiculous because it would be a supermax prison and there's no way that poison could float through a prison. Really? Talk to some people in the prison system and they'll tell you a much different story. So Guantanamo has become more than a Pandora's box. I wish I had a better way to describe it for this administration. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, you know, have you ever heard the famous, soon-to-be famous, Redneck Taliban song?
The Redneck Taliban. Did you write another song?
I did. just
oh, I want to hear it.
All right. You got to think of like John Denver and I'm Glad I'm a Country Boy. You know, if you got that
okay.
instrumental in the background, I'm glad I'm a Taliban. We love fighting Americans. When they shoot us, we just put up our hands. They take us away and give us first aid. Then they send us away to Guantanamo Bay. Over there, they let us read the Koran. Give us special food. We eat with our right hand. Play soccer fresh air and get a suntan. I'm glad I'm a Taliban. But sometimes they put us on a board, put water on my face and call it torture. We tell them who gets the opium drugs, then we go relax on a prayer rugs. After a while, they let us go free to places like Bermuda, ice cream and tea. Now we living the life of a king. No worries, cause Obama don't like meddling. Down, danger, 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 down, down. There you go.
Oh, I love that last line. Can we have some applause, Donovan, from the studio audience in Minneapolis? That was terrific, the last line. Especially, I mean, the whole thing was good, because I like the words that you used, but the meddling line was brilliant. Obama don't like meddling. That was good, Tomas. You get an A for effort, always.
Well, it's just unbelievable. The you know, they're worried about pictures that, you know, we're going to have of, you know, prisoners with underwear on their head or you know, dogs barking at them. But they're not worried about the pictures of terrorists floating at the beach in Bermuda.
You know? I know.
I mean, and then they're going to say, oh, but these guys were no threat to America. Well, of course, that's because they were in Guantanamo Bay. They were in prison, okay? It's like saying all the hundreds of thousands of German prisoners were no threat to us. Well, that's of course, you know. If we just wanted to round up Afghanistan people and put them in prison, we could have had a million of them. I mean, there's refugee camps full of them, you know. The people that we put in Guantanamo Bay had to go through certain filters to get there. They're the worst of the worst. And you know, Kate, that I think it's proven that I think 25% of the people we let go end up going back and killing more Americans.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And nobody talks about that. I don't get it. It's, hello, we know that. It's a fact, so give me a break with this. I mean, the kid gloves have to come off. You gotta get tough somewhere. It's an ugly, big, bad, cool, a cruel world out there, Tomas. And you gotta be able to protect yourself.
When you were in New York, you were in New York, right? Doing
yeah.
sports?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot more liberal than Texas, right?
Oh. To say the least, on the liberal meter. You know, the only time I ran into anything, I'll tell you how sensitive people were. It was very politically correct. When I was doing a show, I talked about at Shea Stadium, the Mets had, I think I told this one time before, so please don't beat me up if I said it, but the Mets had an Irish night. You know, they had a Jewish night, an Irish night, an Italian night, or whatever. And I went on the air and we played some Irish music and I said something like, ooh, oh, the drunks were out at Shea Stadium. Oh, I thought they were going to boot me off the air. They were just, the program director, Kate, you can't say things like that. I'm like, it was a joke. I'm an Irish descendant and I'm an American, but, you know, my family a few generations ago came from Ireland. I was joking. So I had to kind of apologize on the air.
Wow. Well, I was just wondering, I don't know. When's the last time you went back to New York? But how the mindset has changed in New York compared to how it is in Texas now as far as 911? Because I'm sure a couple of days after 911, everybody just wanted to strangle anybody that they thought was Arabic, you know. But
yeah,
and I think it'd be. I mean, I'd like to know how you've seen the difference there.
I'll tell you what, Tomas, I'm gonna let you go and I'm gonna tell you to stay on as we fade out to that. But, the difference, I think, is that people forget. Sadly, I say this all the time on one of our affiliates in Vermont on WVMT, that Charlie and Ernie are terrific because they always play the fireman song to remind everyone about Osama bin Laden and all the souls that were lost. I mean, and not everyone in New York, but certainly the and people come in droves to go and look at Ground Zero, and I was just there 6 months ago. But I think that people have just moved on. A lot of people have just moved on, and they're not, some people anyway, and they're not, they don't want to open that can of worms about what to do about terrorism, etc. And there is a real threat of be careful what you say, etc. Don't say anything anti-Muslim that would be perceived that you're blanketing everybody under that, and you're not talking about extremists and whatnot. So I think it's a little bit different. It just depends on if the family was affected by it or friends, or you're someone like me who really cares about New York and saw so many people with their lives ripped apart that I never forget about it. Tomas, as always, thanks, man. Let's go to Mark, who is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yes, hi, my dear. I'd like to take just a minute to apologize to you for my call last night, because I'm not apologizing for what I said, but I know it's difficult for you as a host because you have new listeners that may think that, you know, the caller calls, he goes off the rails. We were talking about the race issue. And I just want to bring up one topic, one column in the new issue of National Review by Duncan Curry, and it involves the out-of-wedlock birth rate for blacks and what Obama said on Father's Day about being a good parent. That has to change in this country. And if it doesn't change under his administration, then it's all just smoke and mirrors. And that's what I was getting to, was the double standard as far as crime was concerned. And you'll see Plaxico Burress now, he's going to get off, because there are two systems of justice in this world, and it depends on how much green is in your pocket, not the color of your skin.
Right.
But I want to apologize to you, because I know I was leading on and I was a little angry, and you were kind enough to keep me on the air, and I appreciate it, because you know I love you. Let me tell Tomas in Texas, this is one New Yorker who has not forgotten. When I used to run my trains into New York, I used to see that beautiful Twin Towers, and I miss them dearly. And the people that were killed, I have not forgotten.
No.
But this is what disgusts me about this war, so-called war on terror. A lot of us have forgotten. Just really quick, the Chinese Uyghurs, those terrorists that supposedly they took four in Bermuda, 17 are going to Papau, the island of Papau.
Right.
But they didn't tell you, if you probably know, Kate, we're giving the island of Papau $200 million to take these people. I'm asking you, America, wouldn't it have been cheaper to give the 17 Uyghur families that these guys came from, give them $1 million apiece? That would have been $17 million, and then put a bullet in all of their heads. Wouldn't that be cheaper? What are we doing here, America? We're releasing these guys, and like Tomas said, yes, they're going back to do terrorism. What happens when the next attack happens? And my point is, it's disgusting, because we can't win this. We can't win this. And then also in the new issue of National Review, we talked about this farce of what's going on in Afghanistan with Hamid Karzai. We're being fed some lies. No, I haven't been in uniform. I haven't been over there. But if you look how difficult it is with our boys in uniform protecting us, but they got targets on their back. And I know that this is not my opinion. A woman wrote a book about the war. I don't have her name. About the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. But basically Afghanistan is to keep the poppy seeds moving into heroin, and to get the banks flush with money from the drug trade. I know I sound like a lefty liberal, and you know I'm not, Kate, but
right.
I want our good American boys, I want the targets off their backs. I don't want them defending a nation and a scumbag like Karzai, who defended the Taliban and defended the oil companies in both these dual roles. They're defending an Islamist, Sharia law-led country. That's why, I mean, I want us protected, but we're not there for the right reasons. And Obama is just, you know, going on bringing more troops. I think it's wrong. I love
you,
man. Thanks.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm glad you brought. Thanks, Mark. I'm glad you brought up Karzai, because he'll go whichever way the money blows, and whatever the sentiment is, that's the direction that he goes. I completely agree with you. 800-259-5791. We'll take more on the flip side.
See, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Hey, everybody. She fractured her elbow. That was the Clinton that fractured their elbow. It happened on Wednesday. She just fell on her way to the White House. Boy, there's a joke in there. And they took her to George Washington University Hospital. They treated and released her. But she's going to have surgery to repair her elbow. So it's actually wasn't just this little bump and scrape situation, and that was the deal. Don't you love it? When anybody in the government, though, has something happen, they have to release a statement. So here is the official statement from the State Department, the spokesperson. Secretary Clinton appreciates the professionalism and kindness she received from the medical team who treated her this evening and looks forward to resuming her full schedule soon. Because they want to know what happened. They want all the details. We've been talking about a lot of different details here in America tonight. And if you've never heard the show before, we ping and pong all over the place. That's how we roll. If you have ADD, you probably love this show. If you don't, you're probably frustrated. Like, I'm a channel surfer. You know, when you sit down, I know it's a guy's disease, and I'm watching one game, and then I'm going to another game, and then I'm watching this, and then I'm looking to see what's happening in Iran, and I just can't help it. And I bet the majority, I'm going to say 94% of the people listening to the show probably have some form of that. Don in Kentucky, you have the floor. Thanks for the jingle.
How are you doing tonight, Kate?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm calling now. Let's talk about Barack Obama and his obsessive compulsive disorder with having Fox News, the only fair and balanced network on television. He thinks they don't like him. All they do is present the facts. I've been listening to you for quite a while, at least over a year now, Jay, and you've come across as a very moderate, middle-of-the-road person. You don't come across a far right or a far left.
Right.
How does that affect you if, I think you do have a lean to a more conservative tint. You don't come across liberal at all. But how would that affect you if he decides he doesn't want, to implement the fairness doctrine, he doesn't want anybody to criticize him now?
Yeah, see, that's what I think is bad, and that's why I brought it up, because get out of here. Who cares? I don't understand how you can be the president, and you can in private if that's your deal. Like I said, you can be human, but the thing is, why does he care? What are they dissecting all the stories that are negative or positive or what people, I don't get that.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's like they're sitting around and got their own little room.
Yes.
Going over anybody said anything negative. They're having a hissy fit over it. I mean, my goodness. What about Sarah Palin, which you can't get anybody to show her some love except Fox News? And she didn't do anything except show up at a baseball game, and she gets a daughter attacked.
I mean,
give me a break. Obama's the president of the United States. Come on. I don't have to care for him or like him. He is the president right now until they get his birth certificate that he's not a real president. Yeah, well, that's another story, all right.
but it's true. That's why I said it's crazy. Hey, Donovan, can we play and hang with us? Can we play that cut again so other people joining us can hear the Fox comment? Listen to this, everybody.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I've got one television station that is entirely devoted to attacking my administration. That's a pretty.
I assume you're talking about Fox.
Well, that's a pretty big megaphone, and you'd be hard pressed if you watched the entire day to find a positive story about me on that front.
So see, there you go. I mean, you just heard it again, Don. He's saying you'd be hard pressed to find a positive story about him, and it's just too over the top sensitive. I can't believe it. I just don't understand it. Are they doing a story count on what people are saying? And you're right. You asked me the question about the fairness doctrine. I mean, it would be disastrous for a talk show, because then that would mean everything would have to be censored as to what you're saying. It would have to be scripted almost to make sure that somebody doesn't misunderstand, or you have too many references to conservative type things versus a more liberal, or you have too many liberal things versus a more conservative thing. But we know it's really slanted toward right radio.
Well, I've just got to know if they're going to do that. I mean, how do they enforce on someone like you who comes across the market, like Dave Ramsey, who does financial talk? Where do you bounce front? And Fox News to be attacked? Has he never heard Adam Combs or Bill Bennett on those shows? I mean, my goodness, those guys are left-leaning Democrats as far as it can get. Ron Williams? And, those like Obama, but obviously, I guess, he just takes his news from real mongers that just hate Fox. I mean, I listen to other networks when they put on somebody that's got common sense, but if they're going to, tell me how to get people's feelings up and down my legs, I'm not interested in hearing about it.
Right. See, Don, you just said something right there, and that's the way I always hope, or I strive for America Tonight. Common sense, brother. Give us some common sense. I mean, that's what it's about, and I think it would be disastrous for this country if the fairness doctrine did go through, because it would destroy talk radio, I think, absolutely. And it would hurt other forms of the media as well, which would mean any of the probably half of the TV cable stuff that you see, not just Fox. I mean, they would rain down on Fox, but MSNBC would be in trouble. You have Rachel Maddow definitely slanting to the left. You have Keith Olbermann definitely slanting to the left. You have Ed Schultz definitely slanting to the left. So are they going to feel happy about having to, what, push their agenda in a different direction?
Hey, I wish Oberman would go back to ESPN because I liked him when I was a younger man. He was on ESPN, but now he's a far-left nut job. But let's talk about, you made a really good point, and you really made me think about the whole Sarah Palin issue. We talked about fairness and the slanting of the media. How do you think Sarah Palin came off with her retaliatory comments towards David Letterman and the left-wing nut jobs who went crazy about her? You know, about her daughter making all these crazy references to her that were just out of line. How does that make you feel as a woman, and how does it make you feel as just a moderate person that may support her one day if she decides?
Here's what I think. I think that, first of all, there was confusion over the joke because Letterman, whoever wrote that joke for Letterman, I know he didn't write it. I am positive. And they didn't even realize that she was at the game with the 14-year-old daughter versus the 18-year-old daughter. So there was a problem there because all the people that see the joke, which is a ton of people, nobody caught that and they didn't even think about it. It was a cheap crack, and he said that, and it was. And good for Sarah Palin. The one thing that she did that I thought was where she took the high road is the fact that he apologized and all that other stuff, and she accepted it. She stopped the whole thing. She said, listen, David Letterman can say what he wants to say. I just hope that he thinks about what it is when he attacks some, these young girls and it makes that in that kind of a joke, whatever. And she accepted his apology. She didn't keep it going. She could have kept the pot stirring because as he got more ratings, he actually beat Conan O'Brien, so it actually helped him in the ratings because he was getting killed by The Tonight Show, so they know that. You know, they're all about the ratings and the money. And yeah. But it also helped her, too, because I think she came out pretty good on her end by the accepting part, by not, because she could have played it up a little bit more, because even now, the National Organization for Women, because they don't back Sarah Palin, they came out and they actually backed her in that. And that was, I bet that was, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall and heard that conversation, but they backed her, so that says something. So it was just in poor taste, and whoever wrote it, he knew it too, and he said that. It was a cheap laugh, but he didn't realize he was hitting a sensitivity bone when he said that. But I truly do believe they confused the daughters, but it doesn't matter. It came out wrong, and then it stirred up all that controversy. But the main thing is that he ended up getting ratings. She ended up getting support. So in a way, in a strange way, it actually helped Don, both of them, because her profile continues to rise, and more people will support her because she's the underdog, and a lot of people feel like she gets attacked for nothing. And in the case of Letterman, he gets the ratings. So there you go. What can I say? Hey, you can send me your thoughts. Thanks for the call, brother. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.